Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up
and nothing gets me down. It's Van Halen bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bert Folsom is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the original historian, resident historian of our Brain Trust, author of FDR Goes to War, also New Deal or Raw Deal, and a number of other books. His brand new one is called Death on Hold, which is a completely different book for him. Check that out wherever books are sold. He's a professor at Hillsdale College. Bert, thanks again for being here. In the history of America, all the way back to the founding, the Supreme Court has been a contentious and a controversial issue on a regular basis, hasn't it, all the way through our history?
Well, it has, and there have been a lot of cases of justices that have been proposed by the president who have not been accepted by the Senate. They've been nominated, but they haven't been appointed. And, I mean, maybe about one out of every five. I can remember a couple that Nixon had, Haynesworth and Carswell. So this is, not to mention the two that Reagan had with Bork and Ginsburg, both of which would have been wonderful nominees, especially Ginsburg. But Ginsburg would still be on if he had been appointed. Mm-hmm. He was quite young. So we've had several. It is the Senate's option. One of the reasons the Republicans have tended to be unsuccessful in getting there and having good nominees go on the court. They have had Rehnquist and Scalia and Clarence Thomas, but they've also had Souter and Powell and Brennan and Earl Warren and all. Right. One of the reasons for the lack of success is that there have been Democratic Senate.
Well, for 40 years, the Senate controlled from the 40s to 1980, I should say. The Senate was completely controlled nonstop by Democrats. Republicans had no chance to confirm, or little chance to confirm, even though they had a Republican president. And then the Republicans got the Senate for 2 years, and then they lost it again.
Right. Yeah, you're right. We had it a little bit under Reagan, but it was lost again. So you have a situation where they're in the face of that Democratic Senate now, but the situation is reversed right now. Finally, the Democrats, although they have the presidency, they don't have the Senate. Right. And so it's an opportunity for the Republicans. And there's no question that if the Democrats had control of the Senate, the Republicans had the presidency, that we would not be having the Supreme Court nominee.
We have a precedent for this. Right? I mean, this happened once before the other way, and we know what they said. They said exactly what Republicans are saying right now, and yet you got guys like Biden. We have Biden on record saying exactly what the Republicans are saying right now,
and
Schumer saying exactly what they were saying, and now they're acting like this is something new.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the double standard that they want to play, and
this is a part, Bert. And I'm not going to single any party out for this. This is the without any sense of shame part that people are sick and tired of the political class about.
Right.
Without any sense of shame.
Yeah, they used to do it and have a little bit of shame, I guess.
There's no shame up there now. Because here's the thing. I think they believe that the American people are stupid, uninformed, uneducated, uninterested. Disinterested, I should say. And to their large degree, they're right.
Well, yeah, that gets into my field of teaching, and we've really seen the good thing teaching at Hillsdale College. They've got good students. We have good requirements, but that's not across the board. And we just simply haven't produced the kinds of educational standards that would give the kind of appreciation of the Constitution that would help prevent some of these things from happening.
So, well, of course, part of the problem. Well, anyway, I don't want to get into public into what's wrong with America, but let's get back to the history of SCOTUS. talk to us some more about it. I mean, if you think about it, go all the way back. Didn't Jackson have a run-in with the Supreme Court? Wasn't there?
He did, and I mean with
you remember him, don't you?
Yeah, you know, he said Marshall. You know, he made his decision. Now he can enforce it. You know,
yeah.
So, I mean, Tyler had a situation. President Tyler had I don't think he ever appointed a Supreme Court justice. He had an opening for over 2 years where the Senate would not confirm. So we've had
a
lots
stitch.
Of,
who was it? A stitch in time saves nine. That was.
That was under FDR.
FDR, right. But tell us that story.
Yeah, that story. Roosevelt was trying to pack the force. In his first term, he did not get any Supreme Court appointees, like Jimmy Carter had done, too. That happens occasionally.
Yeah.
And so he, the Supreme Court knocked down the National Recovery Act, the NRA, right. And also the AAA. And so, and some others. And so he was quite upset. And so when he won a big reelection, he tried to pack the Supreme Court and have an arrangement where he could add six justices. The effect was that he might be able to add six justices, so he'd go from 9 to 15.
Right.
And he tried his usual strategy of providing various public works projects in the districts of senators he was courting.
Well, what happened with the stitch in time, quickly?
Well, he lost. He lost.
At the last minute, right?
And however, one of the justices made a switch, and so and plus a bunch more died, and he ended up appointing virtually the whole Supreme Court by the time he left office.
Yeah, and that was a legacy that we dealt with through the '50s and the '60s, wasn't it?
Right, because he had appointed, as I say, 8 out of the 9 justices, and then Truman came on and appointed some more.
Yep. And we went. That's how we wound up with the Warren Court. Part of the reason,
right?
Which was a
right.
very liberal court that. Caused a lot of mayhem across America. Tintel, right back with Bert Folsom. Stay with us. And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.